Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
It's been more than a year since Republicans and Democrats struck a deal to expand Medicaid. That deal relied on work requirements. Republicans demanded able-bodied people show that they're working, or at least looking for work, in order to get health insurance. But now Freddie Mejia at the Commonwealth Institute says new research shows that compliance demands of work requirements are overly burdensome, and they promote harmful narratives that disempower participants.
It really just runs contrary to research on building programs to escape poverty. Lawmakers should really just consider the growing body of evidence here that shows that these requirements are ineffective and harmful.
Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says the legal ability of states to force work requirements is currently being challenged in Arkansas and Kentucky.
It's going to be an issue of whether the states can craft work requirements that meet the spirit and intent of the Medicaid law. And right now, neither state that's been challenged has figured out how to do that.
Indiana had to wait a year and a half before it got approval of its waiver. So that could indicate that the feds are about to make a determination on Virginia's waiver in the next few months. I'm Michael Pope.